met her in the fall. He took her to a movie, but so did I.
And this is James Moore. You're listening to KHOE 90.5 FM World Radio, broadcasting from the campus of Maharishi International University, home of consciousness-based education, and streaming at khoe.org. And it is my great pleasure today to present someone that most of the people in this community already know. Mr. Dick DeAngelis is going to be speaking with us about his brand new film from the Fairfield History series he's been producing for some time. This is the fourth film in the series we're going to learn about, and I can't wait. Dick DeAngelis, for those who may not know, is a cultural lighthouse for sure. How many of us remember the All Things Italian series that went on for a decade or more? Dick DeAngelis at the helm there. How many remember Grandpa D at community radio station KRUU, which I know a thing or two about as well, with the children's stories? Also, Dick's connection with the Fairfield Media Group. We enjoy the productions that they do with the city council, and also all the great work there. Jason Strong and Dick DeAngelis have been kind of a part of all of it, not to mention a whole bunch more, but he's here. He doesn't have that much time. He's busy this week. Dick, how are you doing today?
James, thanks for having me, and I'm doing great. I'm so honored to be on this program. I hear KHOE is doing some wonderful things, and I'm really thrilled to join you today.
Well, thanks. Following in the footsteps of the legendary Stan Stansberry, I'll tell you that, a lot of shoes to fill. But you know what, Dick? You have something coming up, and it's happening very soon. Tell us about what's happening this weekend, then we'll go back and talk a little bit about how you got there.
I'd be glad to. This weekend, Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 p.m., is the premiere showing of our film, our fourth film in the series. It's called Ahead of Their Time. And it's a deep and wonderful and charming look at people who lived in and around Fairfield, Iowa in the 1800s, who were really advanced thinkers in some way, whether they were inventors or culturally, they moved our culture along in a faster than normal. It was really quite fascinating to look at. Some of the stories are funny. Some are very deep and penetrating. I have family members, state historians. We even take a look at a culture that was here 2,000 years ago called the Hopewell culture. And they were living in and around Fairfield and meeting in the summertime at this location just about 40 miles from here called Toolsboro. It's a fascinating look. And the fellow who did the most research on the Toolsboro mounds is one of the people I interview in the film. He was the state archaeologist. He's now retired. We caught him in Wisconsin and interviewed him. What a fascinating look at the what's known as the Hopewell Horizon. So that's just one of 15 stories that we're going to go into in this hour and 20-minute foray into Fairfield's history. We are expecting a full house on Friday and Saturday night. Admission is free, so we don't want anybody to worry about anything. We just are trying to present local history in a really interesting way to people. And this is the fourth one, so we're thrilled about it.
Well, that is congratulations, and how exciting to be working. And you've been doing this for some years. I want to get back to the start of it, but before we do, is my information correct that you conducted 37 interviews for this film?
That's right. Yeah, we did. As a matter of fact, even a few more. Now, we didn't use all 37, but in order to do these films, you really need a lot of information. We had 10 historic researchers on the case that really went into depth about each particular subject. And then we had, of course, we had our experts that we interviewed in each area. So we have pictures and clips of film from quite a bit far back. Some of the actual photos are ones that people have never seen before. So it's quite an exciting film. And also, just to just say one more thing, if I may, there are four different local artists who are contributed. If we don't have a picture of someone who we're speaking about, like James Yancey, the first African-American, part of the first African-American couple who lived in Fairfield, James gave an amazing speech in Des Moines on the conditions for Black Iowans in this area during, right after the Civil War, only about a year after Lincoln is killed. He gives this talk that's so powerful that it's reported. And in the Fairfield Ledger, just 3 months after it's given, it's reprinted in its entirety. And that gives you an idea of how powerful this talk is. Well, we get comments for some amazing people, including the head professor of race and gender studies at University of Iowa, who knows the Yanceys and their contributions. But we had no pictures of James or Nancy Yancey. So local artist Barry Ross was commissioned to actually do four beautiful drawings for us of James and Nancy, and then of James giving this talk in Des Moines. Because there are descriptions of him, and there are we have a picture of his brother. So we went based on all the descriptions we have and his brother, and Barry put something together that's really quite beautiful. Then that was kind of gently animated by Jason. So we actually, Jason Strong, our director of photography. These films, I'm proud to say, are award-winning films, documentaries about local history. So if you're living in Fairfield and you say, I wonder what it was like 2,000 years ago, were there people here? Who were they? What language did they speak? What were they like? We answer those questions in these first four films. And this last film, we go really into some of the advanced thinkers in some cute, wonderful, funny, heartfelt stories that compose. And then we have his music, local musicians, over 10 local musicians are used in our soundtrack of this film and put together masterfully by our sound editor, Tim Britton.
Wonderful. That is so great to hear. And of course, we are speaking with Dick DeAngelis, impresario of Fairfield Productions, fourth film in the series, the Fairfield History Series, coming up this weekend. We'll talk more about that in just a few minutes so everyone can figure out what they want to do. But I can't help but saying congratulations. How did you get started with this and where are you going with it?
Well, you know, here we are. We're just on the precipice of showing the fourth film this coming weekend at the Sondheim Theater. And it was 6 years ago that we started this. It just, I had seen a video on YouTube that happened to trigger something for me to saying, oh, I should do a film someday. Somebody should do a film someday on what a cool place Fairfield is. And as you know, James, I attended MIU, graduated in 79 with a business degree. So I was there for those early years. And I thought, oh, that would be cool if people understood what really happened then and how exciting it was. But it was over time that I realized there's a lot more to Fairfield history, although that's an important story. And some of that history I started going into. And once I did, I realized, oh, it needs to be more than one film. It needs to be a series. Within 6 months, I had come up with 8 different films that needed to be made. And I spoke with some people who were way more talented in the field than I and said, okay, I'm going to do these. So what do I got to do? And all of a sudden, all this support of nature came about to help me make that happen. I found a great editor for the first film. I found Michael Barnard helped me with some of the basics of doing a documentary film. And then pointed me in the right direction. And all of a sudden, I found the right camera people. And of course, Tim joined us in sound. And by the time we finished the first film, I was very pleased with the product. Now, looking back at it, I have all kinds of areas that I think we could improve. But back then, it was something special. And even now, people go online to our FairfieldHistorySeries.com and watch the first three films. Either watch the trailer for free or actually stream the films. And those that are interested in coming this weekend, if you watch those first three films, and then this fourth film will make even more sense as the fourth part of the series. We're thrilled about it. We use local talent and amazing contributions from all over. I have probably over 100 volunteers that have helped with the film. We formed a nonprofit called Fair Field Productions. There was a book written called A Fair Field by Susan Fulton Welty, one of the only history books about Fairfield. And so I decided to call it Fair Field Productions instead of Fairfield Productions. And we have received support for each film, probably about $40,000 to $50,000 a film. Even with all of our volunteers, it still takes that much just to finish these films. Certain expenses are kind of hard-coded into them, and we have made it happen. With the support has been tremendous. After this film, we'll do a film on Parsons College history, and then after that, it'll be on when Maharishi came to town, the first 5 years of MIU and what happened here and what got created in that very magical time when Maharishi set up MIU here. We've already done, just to give you an idea, I've already done 12 interviews for that film that's normally not going to start until the beginning of 2024. So we have to keep everything in mind, because don't forget, some of the people who are telling the stories may not even be around in 4 or 5 years. So you really want to get the stories from them while they're fresh and here and available. So we're always doing that. We're working really hard on future films, but took us 2 years to finish ahead of their time, James, with the pandemic and everything. Every time you set up an interview, one person's child met a kid whose parents got COVID, then it was called off. So with 8 people involved in every shoot, you can imagine how long it took to get everything done. And we still stayed with it. And then we spent extra time in our edit because we love the film so much. We wanted to edit it in such a way that people really felt a connection to it. And I put my whole heart into this, and I think people are going to feel that when they come.
I know anything that Tim Britton is connected with is top shelf. A dear friend, a dear musician buddy, we've performed together and recorded as well. And you've gathered, it sounds like, a great team around you. And what a great idea. Please remind us what the film is called for this weekend. Remind us of the details again. And thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here at KHOE. Dick DeAngelis, let's just call him what he is, the local film impresario, bringing local culture to life here in a number of different ways, and an MIU alumnus as well.
I call this place-based education because this is to know your sense of place and where you live and where you work, where you walk every day, and to know the people who came before you here. These are almost like our geographical ancestors. So to get to know them in a very intimate way, and then to also share that experience with a community. So people are sitting together and who wouldn't necessarily be connected to each other, and they're all learning about their shared history together. It's going to be this Friday and Saturday, May 20th and 21st, at the Sondheim Theater at 7:30 p.m., but come early, definitely be here a little early. And then on Sunday, the 22nd of May, it'll be at 2 p.m. In the past, we've had full crowds here, and people really gain a tremendous joy and lightheartedness to be all together, kind of putting their attention on something positive and energizing and connecting. My whole thing about these films is to connect people, not to put attention on the things that divide us, but the things that connect us. That's what Ahead of Their Time is all about. I hope people can make it.
And speaking of ahead of their time, we're out of time. Keep listening to KHOE 90.5 FM, World Radio in Fairfield, Iowa, home of consciousness-based education, broadcasting from the campus of Maharishi International University. We've been speaking with filmmaker Dick DeAngelis. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.